in the spirit of the holiday Christmas season and the spirit of giving, I thought I would do an episode on sperm, because that's like one of the greatest gifts, you know, you can give or get. Listen, it sounds crazy, but just check out the rest of the episode. It's just the introduction. The rest of the episode is about to begin, and Merry Christmas. Hey, my name is Larry Ife, and this is episode 188. It is called Sperm, the Ultimate Warrior. As you heard in the introduction, it's Christmas, and Christmas makes me think about, you know, snowballs and stuff like that. And then I got to think about my balls. And plus, there's a personal situation in my life that's changing, so I really have to think about this kind of stuff. And I was watching that probably made no sense to most of you, or myself, actually. But anyways, so I am watching a video about sperm, and it's incredible. It made me appreciate life and who I am and human value in general. They say, let me tell you something. If you're alive and listen to this episode, well, hopefully you're alive, you're not a zombie. You are a badass for real. Listen, I did an episode a while back about badasses. I forgot about sperm. They say that sperm, there's like millions of sperm in a dude's balls. It's just sitting there waiting. And then when a dude comes, it's like getting shot out of a rocket launcher. So a sperm gets shot through like a, I think your balls, whatever, has like a mile worth of tunnels or whatever you call it. So the sperm, within 2 seconds, while a dude is busting his, while a guy is going to come, it takes 2 seconds to empty out those tubes. That's like missiles being launched. So first off, the sperm is being launched like a missile. In 2 seconds, he goes like a mile. That's pretty fast. After that, he's got to go through the up the girl's vajayjay. And if he makes a wrong turn, he'll die. First off, so you got a million people. Not people. You got a million sperms. Little ewes out there. Just got shot out of the rocket launcher. Now they're landing some water. One wrong turn, it's over. They die. If they survive that part, then they start the journey up the fallopian tubes, or the head to the uterus. Now, when you go through those tubes, they say that females have acid in their body, that like a protective layer of acid in their tubes that kills sperms, because sperms are outsiders. They're intruders. So by the time you get there, probably half your sperm is dead. Can't make it. That's a rough thing, being shot out of cannon. So you get past the acid, get close to the fallopian tubes, and now you have to face a wall of females have something else that protects their egg, and it's like an immunity system. So when it sees these intruders that got past the first wave, now you're already tired, but now you have to fight off these. You got to fight these other people to get to the egg. See what I'm saying? That's a lot of stuff they had to go through, and getting through that is like one in a million almost. But once you get past that, you still got to travel to a sperm would be like another mile to get to the egg. And guess what? If you get there, you do all that, and if you get there and she's not ovulating or whatever it's called, your ass is grass, because you're gonna die. The shop is closed. You know, there's, you know, closed for the weekend. You're gonna die. Or if you get it too early or too late, you're gonna die. If you get it before the store opens up, well, before the egg opens up too early, you'll just sit there and die after all the hard work. After hours, if you get there after hours, you can forget about it. You ever try to get medicine or medication and the store's closed and you can't get it? You could die. And that's what happens to sperm. But the good news is, if you are that one out of like 500 million that finally gets there, that makes a human life. That's you. That's me. That means you're the cream of the crop. That means you're a champion. You're the ultimate warrior. Or warrior-esque if you're a female. yeah, so basically, I want to congratulate you, and I'm going to pat myself on the back because I am a strong sperm, and so are you. We're all strong sperms. I don't suggest we add that to the English dictionary and go around calling each other sperms, but we are the result of strong sperms. So celebrate life, enjoy life, don't get rid of it. Enjoy it. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. And that's all I have to say about sperm and me and you. All right, so that's going to be a wrap because I don't know what else to say about sperm. It's just incredible. Yeah, that's a wrap for episode 188. And as you know, 189 is next. And I have no fucking clue what it's going to be about. But when I know, you know I'm going to let you know.